That brings us to the first set of minutes of November, dated the 30th of November 2011, when the Commerce Select Committee dealt with the briefing from SARS, the Tax Administration Bill, the consideration of the committee report on the Northwest follow-up visit and outstanding minutes. I put to you, but have a few. Do you want the time to read through this? I put to you page one. Welcome, Honorable Doom.
Good morning, Chair.
You're saving us this morning.
Good morning, Chair. I must apologize, Chair.
No, it's an epic program.
The President was on the line with me, and President Zuma was on the line with me. To appoint me as a new minister.
Please give Mr. Honorable Doom a set of documents. We are dealing with the minutes of the 30th of November. I'll give you page 1. Tell me the names. Page 2. The briefings. On this tax administration bill, I sent a letter to the Minister of Finance noting the questions that was asked on the bill. The response came back in February, a written response by the Minister, and that was circulated to all members of the Select Committee for Finance. That was in February. And I think it was the end of February. Page 2. Page 3. I put the minutes of the 30th of November to the committee. Can I get a mover? Honorable Channing moves, yes. Channing's present. Second, thank you. The second set of minutes is that of the 7th of December, was Wednesday, regarding the Northwest follow-up visit, which one was in attendance, apologies, absent.
Mr. Chairman, I see I'm down as absent there. I don't remember ever being absent from a meeting. I know that we've been at the ad hoc committee a lot. I see it started at 12 noon. Was that after the plenary we had that morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like to see my name as absent, but I can't debate it at this stage.
Page 1. Page 2, which is the adoption of the report on the Northwest. I put the minutes to the committee. Move. Charlie Mills, seconder. Alderman Narcisse.
Chairman, I'm sorry to go back to that.
Yes.
Just looking at my diary, in fact, we did have an ad hoc committee meeting that morning, according to this. I'm not sure, from my diary, there's an 9:30 ad hoc committee meeting, and then, I mean, if it was the case of clashes with that, then we put in our apologies for those meetings. I mean, it seems to have been a very busy day, because there was an NCOP in the morning and in the afternoon. No, there wasn't in the afternoon. Anyway, let's leave it, Mr. Chairman.
Honorable Charlie moves for the adoption. Can we get a second, please? Mr. Bloom was absent at that meeting.
Yeah, I was absent, but I see that people who were there is not proposing, that's why. But I'm here in this meeting. I can move. Yes, I can move, yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Members. deals with the second set. Then the minutes. Welcome, Honorable Baker. Let's see the minutes of previous meetings. We are now with the minutes of the 7th of December.
I'm just looking at the 9th of February, and there's a long list of members present. When we talk about members, are we talking about members of Parliament or members of the committee?
Members of February.
Yeah. But why is it just...
There's a joint meeting. If you read the
okay.
paragraph there, it was a joint meeting.
Oh, okay. Is that why there's such a long list?
Yeah.
The reason for
yeah.
the long list and the other comment is when the intervention was referred to the Select Committee on Finance, there was a second paragraph. In terms of Rule 105 of the rules of the NCOP, the Select Committee for Finance will have to do its work in consultation with the relevant committees.
Okay.
That's how it was stated.
Yeah.
That's why you see all the names there.
Mr. Chairman, then if you look at the 23rd of February was also a joint meeting, but we only list the members of this committee there. So it's really not a critical issue. I was just thrown a little bit by the long list there.
Yeah, the long list on the 9th of February is all members of the National Council of Provinces. Because the Standing Committee on Finance deals with their own set of minutes.
Yes.
In the end, referring to the same meeting, but they list their members.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, that's why I asked the question. When it says members, it's members of Parliament rather than members of the committee. Or are all members of the NCOP automatically members of every select committee?
No, let me assist. You see, there was different ministers present in that meeting dealing with
I withdraw. I'm so thick.
Okay,
thank you
very much.
Thank you.
We are now with the minutes of the 8th of February, our members. Again, public hearings. That was the second day of the hearings. Myself and Tennant and Honourable Becker. You've done that? Okay. Then we go to the 29th, right? Of February. Also the public hearings. Here, Honourable Chan, Honourable Sheila, and Honourable Becker attended. I put to the members page 1. Page 2, it was the different presentations. Then we get the mover for the minutes. Okay. Adoption. Honourable Becker moves. Seconded, please. Honourable Charlie, thank you, Honourable Charlie. Thank you very much. Honourable members, that brings us to the minutes of the 1st of March. Consideration adoption of the committee report on fiscal framework and revenue proposals. As those were the members present in that specific meeting, was also the day of the meeting of the government of the info bill. Put to the members page 1. Page 2. And page 3.
Mr. Chairman, we deal with the accuracy of the minutes and we
yes.
do that correctly.
Yes.
Do we ever deal with matters arising?
Yes, we can. Yes, it's a procedure.
Is it in order to do it now or once the minutes have been accepted?
After accepted.
Yes. I'll wait until they accept it.
I put the set of minutes of the 1st of March to the committee. Can we get the mover for adoption? Say again.
I move.
Honourable Montesi moves for adoption. Seconder. Honourable Becker seconds. Are there any matters arising that members want to refer to? Honourable Lees.
Mr. Chairman, generally the minutes are kind of statements of what happened here, but this particular set of minutes, and I wasn't there, has a whole lot of recommendations. And I was wondering how we deal with those, because there's some deadlines given to certain ministers here. Do we then follow up and try and get some responses from ministers? What do we do with these? you know, without going into the detail of each one, just in principle, what do we do?
Now, this was captured in the report of the committees, Standing Committee on Finance, Select Committee on Finance, that was tabled in the National Council of Provinces and adopted. And then this goes to the Minister of Finance. And his response to it in the in the MTBBS, one of the documents that we get as members, it's captured there. As we got it now in the budget review in February, the Red Book. And it was also captured in the Division of Revenue Bill, somewhere in the white document. Questions the committees asked, the reply from the Treasury, also reply from Treasury to the FFC's recommendations. So that's the way they are responding to the issues that we raise. Except for like on the tax administration bill where there was specifics by a member and we sent it to the minister and he replied by letter. So I'm trying to answer that question on the blue.
Yeah, but I think that what Mr. Lees is maybe asking a direct to the committee, if there can be responses to the committee itself, because the committee is raising it in their reports, and not in general. That is what Mr. Lees is asking.
What we can do as a committee is to call National Treasury to the committee to come and reply, because departments do it on a quarterly basis, referring to a quarterly report that's supposed to be submitted to Parliament on the performance plan, how they, what did they do in the first quarter, second quarter, until the end of the year, and the money they spent. So that is normal procedure for any department at national or provincial level to submit a quarterly report. If that's the feeling of the committee, we can call National Treasury.
No, maybe, Chair, it's not necessary to call a national. We know that these people are also very busy. Maybe if we have a written report in the recommendations that we have made from the committee to say this is what we have done or this is outstanding and we will come back to you. It's not necessary for us for them to be physically here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other member on this point? No? Thank you, honourable members.
Chairperson. Yeah, thanks. What the honourable gentleman said, I'm not quite sure how we said how the process is going to unfold. He is making the proposal that the minister should respond.
Well, what we'll do now is to send a letter capturing the issues on page 2 and 3 on this in the minutes.
It's different ministers, mineral and energy.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've written here.
Some of them through they do need response.
Excuse me?
Some of them they do need response.
Yeah. I will do that. The second thing. Capture that. Members' attention to the minutes of the 2nd of May. On the annual reports of those organizations, institutions, it could be page 1. Page 2.
Hey, Chairperson, you know, I'm looking at this absence.
All the members, you must please read the SMSs you receive. You must look in the picture notes.
Mm.
Ask your secretaries to send a written apology or just send the SMS followed by a written apology. That's all. If you can't attend. There are other matters that's personal that also comes up. It's a reality. Take note of that. So just inform us. And when the attendance register is circulated, please sign it. That's other point. Ask for the attendance register to sign.
You
the members, I put to you page 2 of the minutes of the 2nd of May. That was the presentations. The Treasury briefing by the Corporation for Public Deposits. Ombuds of Financial Services Providers and our resolutions. Page 3. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes of 2nd of May?
Move.
Honorable moves. Second of Honorable Lee. Thank you, Honorable Member. Simon.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick one on
yes,
5. The visit to the bank, the Reserve Bank, any progress on that?
I spoke to the Honorable Mutu Mahdi, chairing the Standing Committee of Finance, and we will have to do somewhere in the day, maybe in the second semester.
Not next
year,
2015. Thank you,
Mr. The previous visit was very interesting.
It was indeed.
Thank you, Honourable Members. That brings us to the consideration of reports. The first one is the report on the financial statements of National Treasury, including the report of the Auditor General on the financial statements and performance information. I'm reading to the committee the report that's tabled. The report of the Select Committee on Finance on the report and financial statements of Vote 9. National Treasury for the 2010-11 financial year, including the report of the Auditor General on the financial statements and performance information of Vote 5, dated 15th of May 2012. The Select Committee on Finance, having considered the report and financial statements of Vote 9. National Treasury for the 2010-2011 financial year, including a report of the Auditor General on the financial statements and performance information of the 9 for 2010-11, referred to it, reports that it has concluded the deliberations thereon. Put the report to the committee.
Yes,
that's a mover, a seconder.
Aye.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Can just be corrected, please?
Yeah.
That brings us to the second report, Honourable Members, on the financial statements of the corporation. For public deposits, I'm reading to you the report as it is tabled. A report of the Select Committee on Finance on the report and financial statements of the Corporation for Public Deposits for 2010-11, including the report of the independent auditors on the financial statements and performance information for 2010-11, dated 15th of May 2012. The Select Committee on Finance, having considered the report and financial statements of the Corporation for Public Deposits for 2010-11, including the report of the independent auditors on the financial statements and performance information for 2010-11, refer to it, reports that it has concluded its deliberations thereon. I put this report to the committee. Honorable Bloom moves for adoption. The seconder. Honorable Lee, thank you, Honorable Lee. That brings us to the third report on the financial statements of the Office of the Ombud, chaired by that lady. I put the report to the committee, the report of the Select Committee on Finance, on the report and financial statements of the Office of the Ombud for its financial services providers for 2010-11, including the report of the Auditor General on the financial statements and performance information for 2010-11, dated 15th of May 2012. The Select Committee on Finance, having considered the report and financial statements of the Office of the Ombud for financial services providers for 2010-11, including the report of the Auditor General on the financial statements and performance information for 2010-11, refer
here, but where is this?
We don't have a copy.
Where are we? Let me ask you a question, but where is the report? You see a report on financial statements.
This is the report. There were no issues mentioned.
I'm just asking for
that. We dealt with the report as referred to us for reporting and consideration. Then we take it to the house.
Oh, I see.
After
there's
the
report,
I want to say
that
something. I want to say something about these reports. I put this report to the committee. Mr. Mulu, Honorable Blue.
I understand.
Senator, thank you, Honorable Members. Let's sign this. On these reports that we dealt with, the annual reports and the members, it would make more sense when you deal with the annual report that you deal with the annual report but also have the reports of the previous 2 or 3 years to get the trend, what happened. But just to deal with that, this annual report doesn't assist me as chairperson. I'm just going to do my own research. Now this is the first referral of these annual reports to the select committee. And I already spoke to the house chairperson on oversight and committees from the town regarding this, regarding the process of referral, the time frames of referrals. It's too long between the National Assembly and NCP. But if we deal with the annual report, why don't we deal with the strat plan? Because you measure the annual report in terms of a strat plan that is presented at the beginning of the year, and the APP plus the budget. So we will have to review this. I took it up with the Honorable Tau, and we'll take it through his channels again. That we make us, if we deal with this, that we do it effectively. Here we just got the presentation, so I'm just putting it on the table for the Honourable Members. Honourable Members, that brings us to the report on the Northern Cape, the oversight report, the follow-up. We undertook this visit in January. Myself and Oliver Chami had a discussion with the staff to come to search my house. It was quite an hectic 5 months since we started January, but we see how we can improve on the time frames to submit the report to the committee. The report is in front of us, it's 41 pages on the members. Some of you received it only this morning. Now there's two options. I went through this report for the third time. There's still corrections to be made, I've listed them. We either give you now time to read it in the meeting, go through it page by page. It took me 2 hours and 20 minutes to do that. Or we ask you to go to your offices, work through it, and make your submissions to the chairperson and the secretary.
Chairperson, you see, some of us were not there at this oversight visit. Now, the people that were there, this can comment. I don't think that we must come back again and approve a report. If the members, Becker Chani and yourself and Mr. Lees, who is in the meeting here, is satisfied with the report or there's amendments, then they can say so. But you see, to delay things, it will never happen. That's my proposal. We must adopt this report as well.
Anyone else want more precision?
Yeah, Chairperson, you see, the last time we were at the Northern Cape, there were lots of irregularities taking place. And there were a number of findings which we made. Now, this particular second trip, I'm not sure if there is any improvement since the last time. Because the extent to which abuse was taking place, it was way overboard. Now, we have made recommendations in the past. Now, the issue I want to raise is whether this report alludes to some improvements which were visible at this particular oversight. Now, if the situation has not changed, then it means we have to make proper recommendations which would be binding to the committee, and we have to refer those recommendations for proper investigation to the committee. That is all that I'm saying. I myself will go through the report, and if it is the same scenario, I will make those type of recommendations to the committee. And we wish to see those recommendations.
On page 2 of the report, it's captured by the Auditor General of the Northern Cape, Mr. Latif Kimi, paragraph 1, under point 2. That gives a short summary of the picture that was given to us by the Auditor General. The improvement was in salt light municipality. He had long in terms of the turnaround strategy. He was fourth. The rest was stagnant or increased. And we gave the Northern Cape municipalities, which we engaged with, a time frame to deal with the unauthorized, irregular, and wasteful expenditure. Captured in the last 3 pages of the report. Any other member on the report? Members that were present?
What happened now with the recommendations that we do this now?
After the committee adopts the report, it goes to the House. The chairperson gives the report to the National Council of Provinces. It will be adopted by not adopted by the House, then it goes through a line function through the House, Honorable Mashlangu, to Honorable Mashlangu's office, to the province. But in this case, as I'm from the Northern Cape, I already engaged with the MEC for COFCA, the MEC for finance, on specific issues, referring to the Nostra Bank, because there's a specific recommendation regarding the Nosterberg municipality. They already engaged in an intervention. Already an intervention was done in Kamiesberg, my constituency, which I initiated myself as a deployee there. So that's what I, in terms of your question, that I can reply to. I know the Ongo Chani also did that in the Northwest.
Two places we have, the office and the Northern Cape, and all I like to know.
The situation is serious, yes.
What will happen after? How do we check, how do we control, and those which
Cowness had dealt 2 or 3 weeks ago. In terms of our resolutions, what then? I asked the same question to Advocate Frankie Jenkins at the meeting of appropriations, as he was a legal advisor attending that meeting. And referring to, and I gave the honourable members a copy of the speech of November, Auditor General, when he spoke with the Deloitte and Touche officials last week, this Tuesday. The responsibilities on us, honourable members, we will have to do the follow-ups. And we will have to give the institution teeth, us as members of Parliament, to call the ministers to come and respond, to call MSCs. There was a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, calling Kokta's MSC in the Eastern Cape. It's the right thing to do. Put them on the spot. What are you doing in terms of what our findings? And take it from there and say, give them 4 or 5 months, call them back again. And measure what is happening. But just to submit a report,
the first point, I would agree with Honourable Bloom that perhaps let's deal with these things. If those who were there have picked up some corrections, you indicate the corrections and then they can be recorded. But then the second point with regard to the question from Honourable Bloom, I think we see that we should not forget our past relationship, particularly in terms of in terms of how to deal with these matters going forward. I'm sure we all agree that in this municipality there's not been any improvement. They are worse and getting worse. You see, you would even see on the overall picture of the audit. The reds are becoming more and more than the blues and the yellows in terms of the Auditor General's report. To an extent that for the first time now, even the Auditor General made public announcement about his frustration, about lack of anything being done by government and everybody involved. Now, immediately at the beginning of this year, we did convene a meeting where we wanted the minister to come, but only the deputy minister came in to remember. And then we shared our frustrations with him and even requested his intervention in terms of making sure that all those departments that have got relations with municipalities play ball, but that remained to be seen. So, in situations where we would have established that there were investigations launched and the outcome thereof was just put someone to guard against. You remember that we said, now in such instances, such documents should be demanded and be formally given to law enforcement agency as to pursue further, instead of also us being aware. You remember there was that situation in Free State, there was that situation in Northwest, and to a certain extent in Northwest. So where there are clear acts of criminality, yet nothing is taking place. So we have said from our side to take that initiative of handing such to law enforcement agencies, or even where necessary, as you normally respond, requesting the public protector now to act upon some of these things. But now, that is what we agreed upon. But I think the other thing that needs to happen here, because you see, unlike all other reports, these reports are the reports that refer to other departments and municipalities, and the Minister of Finance does not respond to like any other report where he responds to the money which requires him to respond. as a committee now, we should consider requesting the minister himself to facilitate a meeting with provincial MECs on provincial MECs that treasuries. And we engage them to understand as to what plans do they have to combat what we see happening in municipalities. Because I firmly believe that much as and Salva should be called as well. Much as it is the responsibility of those municipalities, but it is the responsibility also of those departments to make sure that there is compliance and all those things. Which is like this. Our provincial treasuries are derelict. And the intervention in municipalities is not coordinated, as the Auditor General has also indicated. And perhaps come out in support of that initiative of the Auditor General. What does he call that team? 10 what? The team that the Auditor General established in case of the end of the pilot, where he bring on board all the departments led by his office and treasury, where they meet and continuously monitor the interventions in municipalities and check all classes whether they yield the expected result. So it's one initiative that is being started by the Auditor General, which seeks now to do, because that was supposed to have been championed by the Department of the Coctor, but it has done nothing. I'm sure our presentation, that's why the Auditor General decided to do it, which I think is a good initiative to be supported by. But instead, initially it was like myself and Honorable GPA during the budget. We did raise it with the minister in the last budget campaign to give us a platform, but that meeting became so heated that he forgot about the fact that we were to speak, myself and him, on these frustrations on this party and things that we see now. But I think we need a whole day meeting as a committee.
Yes.
With all heads of provincial departments and the Minister of Finance to talk precisely about this irregular expenditure, wasteful expenditure, this corruption that is to the core in municipalities, and have an open engagement and get to know what are their plans, what is it that they are doing as police.
Yes, Chairman.
I was yesterday in Canada. And it was in March. And in 2004, there was a decade ago, everything was wrong. All the whole complete officials was sacked and going in. Yesterday, all of them are back. They are back in the municipality. It's 8 years later. And they're doing the same things they did in 2004. And our hands are cut off. What can we do? What can we do? How can we stop it?
Anyone else?
Nothing to accept the report. The problem is the follow-up. The follow-ups on this report. That's how that document has been back at that.
Anyone wants to say?
Yeah, Chairperson, I think the workshop that you spoke about, the one that the Auditor General hosted for us. I think the Auditor General indicated when we engaged him that he himself would be prepared to support any initiative for investigation.
Yes, right.
And that if we interact with the office of the Auditor, I mean of the Public Protector, he indicated himself that he will make himself available and his staff across all those municipalities where we've picked up along the way. So I'm not sure what is stopping this committee from doing it. The proposal from Honorable Chan, I take it as well, because it becomes inclusive and then it has got the national perspective with respect to the provincial leadership. came to the Auditor General that we have made this particular recommendations for investigations to be instituted so that his staff must be prepared to assist, because the public protector would be guided by the information that we have given her, including the fact that the so that particular information would be able to begin a process of unearthing the actual wrongdoing in the municipality. So those recommendations can even go to the minister and to the house, and we can debate them, indicate to government and to the minister that this is the line of action that the committee is taking. So it's within it's within the law that we can be able to help in that instance. So the public protector is available to all committees of parliament to engage, to make recommendations, to investigate, and so on. So it is not anything untoward. It's part and parcel of the natural oversight work that we are expected to do. We once did it in defense, but it was for certain reasons in 2007. So I don't see the reason why we cannot do it here, because the report of the Auditor General actually indicates that the pillars of democracy are being undermined by this particular, you know, activities. So I propose that we should come up with proper recommendations for the public protector to investigate, and then inform the Office of the Auditor General to assist in that process.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, you know what Comrade Chani, Honorable Chani is raising. You see this report of the Auditor General. This man is crying for help.
Yes.
This man is saying that we have identified, I will read a paragraph here where it starts with previous reports by the, I think it's one, two, the third one from last. Previous reports by the Treasurer General and Auditor General and clearly identified the problems. Clearly identified the problems. Yet there was no improvement in the management. 66 of the 278 municipalities in South Africa were identified as being in financial distress as of June last year, about the same number as in 2009-2010, with 37 more on the borderline. Now, you know, follow up what the Honorable Mtsidi said, I will make a concrete proposal. Let us have invite the auditor, the public protector to the committee. It does not help us sending a letter there and say, this is our recommendations, can you please investigate. We must have a meeting with the auditor, maybe finance committee with appropriations, both can chair the meeting and have that meeting with the public protector. So that the people out there that have elected and sent Chani, Honorable Chani, to Parliament must see that we are serious in what we are doing here. A piece of paper, a minister and whatever will take this and read it and move it to another DG or a deputy DG. But let's be practical and say this is what we are going to do. First end. That is my concrete proposal, Chair. Let us invite the public protector to the committee and identify all the things. You as chair will work out the things that we want the public protector to address. Thank you very much.
Chairman, I'd like to second that, but I don't want to override what has been gone before. I think that there's not one answer to all these things, but a combined effort, I think, would go along to getting there. But, Mr. Chairman, I think we must always bear in mind that we as a committee have a responsibility to do everything we can. However, ultimately, it's politicians, political parties that have to intervene in their own areas of jurisdiction, and so we can't influence that as a committee. We can influence that through our own political parties where we can and need to, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be taking the kind of action that's being suggested here. But you know, we don't have executive authority. We can't go to a particular municipality and kind of intervene as a committee and say, this is what you do, and we hear, and you will do it. I mean, it's just, yeah, we've got to work through so many other channels, including party channels.
Well, the members, well, thank you very much for these inputs. We are actually reviewing our modus operandi to deal with our work, referring to local government municipalities. Yes, thank you, Honourable Chairman, that we will set up a meeting with the Minister, facilitator, with the Financial MECs, Treasury and COPTA, and the plans to address the issues we listed in terms of compliance with the MFMA plus report at the General in November. And the second set meeting with the public protector, but these two meetings must be very close to each other to take us forward. Indicate, because this will be in the public domain as well, that I can assure you. People have signed up crying.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there's an opportunity to get the press here.
Yeah. So thank you for that, for those inputs. You gave us some better direction to deal with this. Yes, Honourable CC, this is the presentation by Auditor General Mbembe, the Bay of the Hotel. All the outcomes of local government for this financial year ended 30 June 2011. You are 100% correct. The issues are listed there. I've gone through the report from the members. There's 22 pages of corrections. Some are spelling mistakes, others are just grammatical. Got a word to be added. So I've gone through this, yes, for the third time. Ask the Honourable Becker, Honourable Chani, and Honourable Lisa that were also present there, and I'll ask Honourable Mashile by telephone and Honourable Mella to also work through it. And then there will be corrections that we take it forward. Any other member on the report?
Sorry, Jim. No, Chair, I have proposed that we adopt this report, and I think I was seconded by Honourable Chan to say that the four members were there, and I think that it wouldn't be a problem if the four members identify some issues and communicate it with the chairperson and talk about it. But in principle, we say we are adopting the program, the report.
Thank you very much then for the adoption. Honourable Sisi, and we will look at the recommendations to capture the issue of the public protection in this recommendation. That deals with the consideration of the Northern Cape Oversight Report. I also gave the Honourable Members a copy of a letter I received this morning. Just to take note of that, the Management Committee of this committee and the preparations, excuse me, will have to deal with this. And actually the whippery of the different committees, the letter that I received from the Honourable referring to the climate change issues. So just take note of this, read through it, and in the management meeting we can deal with this. I will also speak to Mr. the Honourable De Lange. I'll just receive it this morning, so for the first time. Honourable members, that brings us to the end of this meeting. There's no other issues? Yes, sir. Oh yes. The strat plan session. We would have been in a strat plan session today and tomorrow, but then plenaries were listed on the parliamentary program of the NCP, so we couldn't go ahead with the strat plan. I spoke to Honourable Chani, I spoke to the content advisor, the manager, Mr. Mkhize, I spoke to the secretaries and the researchers. We will have to review our way of working. We've got the strat plan, yes, there is a document. We've got the legacy report, yes, it's there. But like this morning, your inputs on how can we do things differently, I think it's very important that we capture that as well in a strat plan of the Select Committee for Finance and the strat plan of the Select Committee for Finance. So I'm putting it to the committee, do you want us to have a special session to review our strat plan? Because that's where you must make, or we as a committee must make our inputs. When our term expires in 2014, the people coming after us, they have a reference to work on, to go forward. I'm putting this to the members.
The question really, Mr. Chairman, is when do you fit all this in? That's exactly the problem we had this week.
Yeah, I know it's, it will be a difficult one. The Honourable Mashishiwe, that is the whip of this committee, and also the program whip, I spoke to him as well last Friday, a few days before. And his proposal was on a Sunday and a Monday. I said, well, I will consult the committee on that. Because other days of the week are already occupied specific to afternoons for plenaries and Friday mornings also for plenaries until we've dealt with all the budget work. So that is the picture. So we need some guidance from you on the matter.
What would happen at
we have been notified that there will be an oversight week the 11th to the 15th of June. We're waiting for more detail, but we will be made up in delegations. So committees will be mixed in terms of a delegation going to a province to do A, B, C, and D. We haven't received those directions yet. I'm also on a daily basis in contact with the Secretariat, but today here, what do they know? We're waiting for more detail, that's all I can tell you. On that week, we don't know. But what will have to happen, the Eastern Cape will have to be on the list, because last year the bad weather made it impossible there to do any work, it was snow. The other province that was named was Limpopo, Gauteng, and Western Cape. But we're waiting for more detail from our chairperson and staff. All the members of the strat plan, how do you feel?
Mr. Chairman, Sunday and a Monday is just Sunday is Sunday and Monday is constituency day, and we really should not be eating into our constituency time.
Yeah, no, Chair, I agree. Maybe we do it Friday and Saturday, but not Sunday and Monday. That will be my proposal. Maybe on a Friday and then ending on a Saturday.
The other members, can we take this to the management committee with the secretariat that we see what is possible?
I support both of them.
priest in the church.
Honourable members, thank you very much for your cooperation. That brings us to the end of the meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's still coffee and something to eat.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's a Chinese. For 4 months, he has never seen it. That's why he's absent all the time, because the secretary is not there. Brother, what is the secretary with me?
I don't have a secretary. She's been ill for 4 months. 4 months. Last year she stayed away for 2 weeks, and then she comes, and then she stays away for a week, and then she goes away. Right now it's 4 months now. 4 months.
Some of them are stress leave.
What is going to pass? A calling from your traditional ancestors to practice these rituals. I don't know.
Did she say that is the reason? Why?
Chief, I don't know.
No, I'm asking why. Are you mentioning
officially,
this?
Officially, they say she's sick.